Being serenaded, Mike.
Sounds great.
Congleton. And the rain's just started to start as well. It's spitting at the moment. I don't know what day we're on at the moment, but Fiverfest started a few days ago, and it's on for the next couple of weeks anyway, where the local council are encouraging people to come and spend at least a fiver in these local businesses, and it will bring around 5.2 million back into the local economy. That's an astonishing amount of money, mate.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it's been going on 5 days. I think they started Saturday. So obviously we're out and about now, just trying to find out why businesses are getting involved. Obviously there's always the money aspect, but I think there's a bigger picture to all this, and I think it's about the continuity of keeping the high street. Yeah. There's been a lot of talk, hasn't there, about online shopping damaging the high street. So I think incentives like this that Congleton Town Council are putting on, these are huge to help redevelop local town centres.
I'm a sucker for nostalgia, to be honest. And I remember years and years ago, as a child, my mum dragging me from shop to shop to shop.
Yep.
But I don't like the idea of going to a great big supermarket and just doing it all at once. I don't like that.
No.
I like going to the different shops. My mum talking to the different shop owners and the different shop workers.
And you got to the stage where the owners knew you, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. All that community has been lost.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I think this is why the drive of Fiverfest is a great incentive from Congleton Town Council.
Fantastic. Anyway, name that tune.
I feel like I could sing it. I feel like I should be on. I feel like I want to be on Benidorm.
So it's a day, I don't know what day we're on for Fiverfest in Congleton, but we're talking to, what's your name?
Nicole.
And where are you from?
Well, I'm from the Highlands of Scotland, actually, but we're in
I was
going to
say,
Holland.
You haven't got a Congleton accent, have you?
No Congleton accent, no, from Scotland.
What's your, is it a cafe bar, this called?
Well, I think we would just use it as a cafe, yeah. I think more cafe, coffee
shop. I love
shop.
The name of your shop, anyway.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Wild and Wild.
Wild and Wild.
Yes.
Where's that come from, then? What's
well,
the
it's
of
come
that?
From our fabulous owners, April and Chris. They're the Wilds. April and Chris Wild. And
oh,
yeah,
is that what it was?
Yeah, that's their surname, and they just wanted to name the business after them.
And it works. What's that smell I can smell?
It's lemongrass.
Lemongrass. I'm saying ginger. I'm going cinnamon. Everything else. Lemongrass.
Could be lemongrass. We always burn essential oils in here, so it could be that.
Fantastic. So you take your part in Fiverfest.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you about being part of Fiverfest then,
well,
for Congleton?
It's nice because I think the original plan for this cafe was to be like a community hub. And, you know, it's nice to be all part of one big thing together, and it just brings everyone in, doesn't it? And it's just quite inclusive, so that's why we're doing it.
What can I get in here for a fiver then?
You can get any drink, so you can have a soft drink, tea, coffee, bottle of water, anything you like, and a delicious toasty that we make. There's different every day. I'm actually not sure what they are today, so you caught me out there, but yeah, anything. We usually, the other day we had beetroot hummus, roast veg, or we have plant-based cheese and onion. Like, yeah, that changes every day depending on what they've got, but you can get a toasty and a drink for £5.
Fantastic. I love it how you say that in your Scottish accent as well.
Thanks.
Say it again. Toast.
A toasty and a drink for £5.
Can you say Darren Antrobus in a really strong Scottish accent?
Can I say what?
Darren Antrobus in a very strong Scottish accent.
No, you're putting me on the spot.
That's my name. Just say it in a Scottish accent.
Darren. I can say Darren, but I don't know how to say your surname.
Antrobus.
Antrobus.
There you go.
Darren Antrobus. Okay.
I'm a happy man.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so what's your name?
Sue.
And what shop are we in now today?
Bear Health.
So it's all about health supplements, is it?
Health supplements, toiletries, foods. And we've also got refillable washing up liquids.
Oh, fantastic.
Washing liquids. All manner of things, really. And bamboo products.
So Fiverfest, then. What's it mean to you, then, to be involved with the local Fiverfest?
Well, it's good, really, because it helps people to come into the shop. People, perhaps, who don't normally come in or don't come into the town will come in, maybe, for some offers.
Have you had many people in since Saturday, then, part in Fiverfest?
Well, we had someone come in on Saturday. This is my first day. I'm off Monday and Tuesday, right. So I don't know about those days.
Hey, what's your name?
Joanne.
And we're in Browns of Congleton, and we've already established that this has probably been here longer than I've been alive. A long time, yeah?
It has, yes.
Would you say 40 years or more?
Probably more in total,
more.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What does it mean to you to be involved with Fiverfest then, with Congleton Town Council?
It's because our customers have the perception that we have got expensive jewellery, but we haven't. We've got things that do start at £5. So it is good to let them know that what
we've got. So people can still come in and spend a fiver?
Yes.